Are you an entrepreneur or a small business owner? Or is your target audience entrepreneurs or business owners? Then we definitely have a spot for you. Become an advertiser or an actual guest on our podcast. We are Stubby Forum and we'd love to have you a part of our team. Send an email to info@entrepreneurshiphappens.com and we'll get right back to you and get you all scheduled and on our list. See you then.
Welcome to Entrepreneurship Happens. We talk about everything from the good to the bad to the ugly in your entrepreneurial journey. Today, we'll be talking to Keelan Harper, who's going to give us his outlook and perspective as a teenage entrepreneur. So let's get into it.
Let's go. So thank you so much for joining us today. Do us a favor and introduce yourself and tell our listeners who you are and what you do.
Hey guys. For one, I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Keelan Harper. I am 18 years old and I have an up and coming clothing line with a huge message that I want to give out to the world so that the world can become a better place. And also for people to have a reason to appreciate life more. And basically what my brand abbreviations is UMP Apparel, and it stands for Ultimate Masterpiece Apparel. And it basically represents the ultimate goal that you want to reach in life and to never give up on your dreams and to always focus on the ultimate task at hand, even when life, you know, may not seem like what it's supposed to seem, or, you know, storms come up on you, you know, come up on people, you know, like unexpectedly, or people just quit to lose motivation. Once people tell them that they can't do this or can't do that, I just want people to understand that they have a purpose in this thing called life and to always fulfill their purpose to their best ability and to always to appreciate the journey that they go through in order to reach their masterpiece. And behold, in reality, though, the masterpiece is they self in reality. So that's what my brand represents, and that's what I and that's who I am, and that's what I do. So yeah, and I'm glad to be on the show as well.
That's dope. So why did you become an entrepreneur?
Well, sir, ever since I was a little kid, I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I always told myself that I wanted to be my own boss. And I just felt like it just fits me more than anything else because, you know, based off how I am and, you know, like how my lifestyle was or probably even is still now, I feel like it's a good self-development game because it helps you create confidence and self-esteem for yourself, and also to build other strengths that you didn't even know that you even have. Like some people don't even know the strengths that they don't even have, and that's really crazy because you got to go out there and try to find even though you don't know all your strengths, at least know some of your, like at least be motivated to go find some of your strengths, you know, to be the person that you truly want to become and to, you know, multiply, you know, try to expand your game a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So that's basically what I'm, you know, trying to do, sir. And yeah.
Okay. So so far, I know you're new in your entrepreneurial journey, but so far, what do you love about being an entrepreneur most?
I ain't gonna lie, like me, I just like I love waking up doing this. Like it's just like it's a passion for it. And also I love talking to people and bettering their day as well. And also, you know, encouraging people to do this and to do that because I've always been one of the ones, you know, that's always wanted, you know, people to talk to me when I was down, or, you know, like even when like I had nobody to talk to, I just be in my thoughts and I'm an overthinker as well. And I just wanted to be there for people so that I can let them know that you know, it's people in this world that are willing, to give you energy instead of trying to receive the energy. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. I just want people to understand that. And that's really, and also the clothing process as well. Like, I like, even though I don't like, I mean, even though I don't know how to make clothes like that for real, I still like the process of how you print the clothes and how you cut the clothes, because I just seen it, how you do it before, but I'm still learning the ways how to do it and stuff. So, you know, the more I do it, the more better I do. But yeah, that's one of the few reasons why I love doing what I'm doing.
Okay.
So what do you find like most challenging about being an entrepreneur?
The most challenging, being an overthinker. I feel like, mm-hmm. like I said, me personally, I be an overthinker. Like, 1 minute, I want to go this way, but it's like, well, put it like this, like, I be wanting to go certain ways, but in different, you know, angles of it. Like, I be looking at things from different perspectives, and sometimes I want to go this way, next minute I want to go that way, and sometimes, you know, my mind just go over the place, and, you know, and I just be lost in the sauce for a minute, but until like my mind just click, and then I'm just like, when my mind just click, I just instantly just thank God, the man above. Because, you know, sometimes some people don't have clarity and vision to know what they actually want to do for their next step or in life in general. So just being able to, you know, figuring out things and to bettering my mindset and everything like that, I try to make sure that I appreciate the man above as much as I can, because it's not just me that's working on me. He's working on me himself.
Right.
So, yeah.
I like that. Has you become an entrepreneur, has that impacted any of your relationships with family or friends already in a positive or negative way?
I wouldn't really say positive way. Well, there are family members that are saying that they are proud of me now more than what they usually do, you know what I'm saying? And that's what I like to hear. I ain't gonna lie, because I feel like, you know, like, I've always been one of the ones that's been, you know, like, I'm humble. I humble myself quick early in life. I don't really do it for the prouds or congratulations and all that other stuff. Like, that stuff, I know that stuff will come later and all that, just being able to hear I'm proud of you, and just having people by my side, even though that this game is not an easy game to be supportive of, because it's just, you know, how today's world is, and how medium people mindsets, which is grown people mindsets, about jobs and, you know, how the world works in today's world. Sometimes they, you know, it's hard to put that in people's minds and like to what you really want to do in life and how you go do it and things like that. So I really just show them better than to tell them for real, you know. But yeah, it ain't really been no negativity for real so far, man. No, man.
Okay.
So you're relatively young. So like, how when your friends want to hang out, how do you handle that? Being an entrepreneur.
Well, my
like
friends, that. All right, yeah. I'm not gonna. Well, I'll tell them to give me about an hour or two, you know, because like sometimes I'm not gonna lie. Like, well, they do understand that I do work and everything like that, so they don't really like hit me up as much, because they know that, you know, I tell my whole family, like, this job is not, no, this ain't no this to that job. This is an everyday job and every single, you know, every single hour job, and I gotta work on it. I gotta better myself each and every day. And people, y'all gotta be able, the area that I'm in right now, like, people gotta be able to support me, because like, I'm at the, you know, like, I'm really like at the age to the point where like, I really like the age to the point where like, I feel like I can really like do this. Like, I feel like that, like, I can, like, I got a chance at this, and like, I gotta, like, this is not even a long shot. Like, I really got a chance at this. And the more I work on it, the more I'm gonna get better at it. And the more I keep faith, this, that's all, shoot. Then it ain't nothing else to worry about, for real. He gonna right. take care of the rest. But yeah, though, yeah, my friends is very understanding, though. They know when it's time for me to work, they go fall back for sure.
That's cool. That's cool. So as far as your brand, so are you actually manufacturing, or how is it? What are you actually carrying?
Well, yes, ma'am. At the moment, I just found me a manufacturer, by the grace of God, but because I'm not gonna lie, like, you know, like, one thing about me, like, I have trust issues, and just being online, talking to others, and just hearing what they gotta say. I mean, sometimes, like, it sound good, but to actually, you know, like do business, like try to do business with somebody, and like, they made it sound good, then, you know, this and that happened, and then all that, then like scams and all that other stuff, like things like that, I do not mess with. Like, I don't trust issues is big for me. But to be able to find me a manufacturer, a legit manufacturer, that's all I needed, though. So yeah, I do have a manufacturer, though, and we are currently working on things right now as we speak. So so like, eventually I'm keeping everybody updated on, you know, on clothing as well, and things as such as that. And also, I haven't quite made it my website yet. I mean, my website is still constructed, but my goal is to try to launch my website by October or September for sure. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what's the worst thing that's happened to you during your journey?
The worst thing? All right. So really the worst thing that happened to me ever, like, ever since I started this for real, was, you know, me being used by, you know, one of them scammers, one of the manufacturer people, like, I'm trying to put this in words. Like, so I was talking to the person, and we was having a cool little conversation and everything and such as that. And I was just letting them know that, you know, like, I had this, you know, so can I give you this, you know, like for right now, and then, you know, give you that, you know, till then. And then basically we was just trying to negotiate, you know, a proposition and all that. I mean, yeah, everything is such as that. And me, I ain't gonna lie, it was me. I felt like I was rushing the process too much. I wasn't really trying to look in deep into a person and trying to really, you know, like, have a conversation with the person. I was more in rush of trying to get the clothes and trying to get them made and get them, you know, yeah, all that other stuff. And I had to calm myself down. I had to, it was only over $100-some, but still, though, that's besides the point. Like this, you still being scammed. Like, that stuff is not cool to do. Like, but I had to trace my mindset. Like, I had to tell myself, like, calm down and, you know, keep going with this. Don't let this stop you. Like, this is only, like, one of the obstacles that you got to overcome. Like, this ain't even nothing for real. Like, you are overthinking for a reason. But I feel like, I'm not even gonna lie, like, I feel like some overthinkers are really overthinkers for a reason. Like, I feel like it's one of your strengths. Like mm-hmm. if you can overpower your overthinking, then you mm-hmm. can overpower life in general, because you're basically taking over your mindset. If you're taking over your mindset, that's powerful, I feel like, because that's life itself. Life is all about mindsets. Life is how you make it seem yeah. like, you know what I'm saying? So that's one of the things. Well, that's one of the things that, you know, that like traumatized my business, but that's about it. It ain't that yeah. real.
Okay. Right. So within that, is that the one thing that you wish you had learned when you first started your journey, or is there something else that you wish you had learned before you started?
I wish I would have learned. Well, to be real, like, I'm kind of glad I didn't went that route how the way I did it, because if I would have wanted to learn about it before I even started the brand, I wouldn't have known who to go to, or, you know, who to look up, you know, how to watch for scams and things like that and such. And, you know, but just being able to be in the game and to, you know, learn and grow as I'm doing it by itself, like, I'm actually glad by doing it that way, because it's helping me, like, retrace my steps and also, you know, still moving forward. Like, I really, like, had no major setbacks for real just yet, but, like, just being able to learn and grow as I can throughout the process, I can't ask for nothing better for that, better than that. Yes, ma'am.
So what's one of the best things that happened to you?
The best things that happened to me, well, I didn't met some wonderful people online. I didn't have conversations with people that had told me their life stories, and, you know, just putting me on the game, basically, about this game and about life as well. And, you know, just being able to talk to people that have more knowledge than me, and to also being able to help me out as well, like, that's a blessing, because I feel like being my age, and this is me personally, but being my age and my skin color and everything like that, like, sometimes I feel like, you know, people ain't gonna want to take me serious for real, like, just based off of, you know, who I am. Like I'm 18 years old, you know, I'm African American, you know, this and that. Ain't nobody gonna want to take me serious, you know. So just being able people to actually take their time out of their day to help me out and give me more clarity in this thing called, you know, life and in this business game, I can't ask for nothing better for that, man. I'm blessed for real. I feel like I am truly blessed. So
awesome. And do you have a coach or mentor right now?
Yes, I currently do. I have two.
Okay.
I have two actually. His name is Michael Douglas. And, well, of course, yeah, Michael Douglas, I started dealing with him when I very first started my clothing line. He been giving me the ropes left to right, man. Like, he been giving me hip on, you know, a lot of e-commerce stuff, and also about Facebook groups, how to build, you know, websites and everything like that. Like, he been putting me on game, and I can't thank him enough for giving me clarity about this business game, and to also encouraging me. He also be encouraging me as well to keep going as well, because sometimes I be going to him, you know, just all over the place. But being able to have somebody to control you and to calm you down is all you can ask for. And my other mentor is his name is Willie LeFevre. That's my guy, man. He is generally one of them. he is generally one of them people that will help you just to want to see you succeed. Like it ain't nothing. I believe it ain't nothing that man wouldn't do to try to help you. Like and I felt, and that's a good feeling. I feel like that's a real good feeling because, you know, just being able to have a connect, you know, and just being able to have somebody, you know, just sit there and talk to you for periods of times, and they don't never, you know, judge you or things like that. They don't ever criticize you. They don't never try to, they'll only try to better you each time they try to talk to you, like each time they have conversations with you and everything like that. And I just, you know, I appreciate both of them guys, man. They are big parts of my future, and hopefully, you know, like things, the more better I get, you know, the more people that I meet and the more, you know, doors that I open for others as well.
Awesome. That's good. Yes, Michael Douglas was our first guest on the show. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I'm already knowing. Yeah. That's why I was cheesing when I said his name. Yeah, that's my guy for sure. Yeah. Well, yeah.
So what's one final piece of advice you would give another new entrepreneur?
Well, okay. So one advice. Well, I got a couple of advices.
Go ahead.
Don't ever give out your plan to just anybody. Like, for one, like, always look back at your plan and always, you know, double back on your plan, and always, you know, just execute on your plan without telling anybody. Just let them see the results on their own and watch. And also don't never try to prove yourself as well, because this game, I realize that this game, it's a long game, and, you know, people only want to see what they want to see. You know what I'm saying? People only want to support what they want to support. So you got to do what you got to do to your best ability, and just hope all is well, and hope God, you know, take things to the next level for you. And to also just being able to have people, being able to have people to talk to on the side as well, I feel like, you know, is a big help to if you're starting the business, because, you know, like, some people, like I said, overthinkers getting their mind to, you know, like, they just boom, like, I don't know, like, so, but if you have somebody that will calm you down and give you more clarity about things, and if you tell, it's okay to tell certain people your, like, especially like business consultants and things like that, you know, especially if you're trying to get more clarity. But if you're trying to get more clarity and things like that, you know, they would do that for sure. They would get you there to that point. So yeah, them basically the advice that I want to give to the people. And
yeah, definitely you gotta be careful giving out your intellectual property to people. So you wanna, you know, use discernment on who you talk to and give your information. And also, if you have to, have a non-disclosure agreement to back that up as well, so they don't run with your ideas. So that is important. So yeah.
Right. Awesome.
Right, exactly. So where can our listeners find you on social media to follow your journey that's just starting out?
Well, hey, if you want to ever contact me or ask questions, you can contact my email at ultimatemasterpiece1@outlook.com. And my socials, my Facebook is Keelan Harper. Let's go. And my TikTok is The Real Keelan. And my Snapchat is The Real Keelan as well. But,
Okay.
My TikTok got two ends. So yeah, it's complicated, but you go see though.
All right. Well, you can also give it to us as well, and we'll post it in the description of this episode so people can find you as well.
Okay.
So
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah,
and you already have clothes out that people can purchase.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I couldn't hear what you say.
Oh, you already have clothes out that people can purchase right now?
Well, yes, I do have. I am currently selling t-shirts at the moment. Yes, ma'am. But you know, like the seasons is changing, and right now I'm working on some new stuff as well. So, but if you want to get a t-shirt, you can always get a t-shirt. I got all type of colorways. I got all colorways with all sizes. So if you ever want a t-shirt and come support the brand and support the message behind the brand, then come get you a t-shirt then. And that's it.
Okay. All right. So they'll just reach out to you on social media till your website is up. So definitely let us know when your website is up so that we can promote that as well. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you, ma'am.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, man.
We definitely look forward to following your journey.
Thank you. I hope I was able to bring value to this show as well. And I will keep y'all updated on my journey as well. And I'm also be looking at y'all journeys too. So sure, y'all keep doing y'all for sure. Y'all keep doing y'all.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You did drop gems and information. It's great to have a young person's perspective on the whole entrepreneurial journey. So
you're
definitely bringing something to the table. So thank you.
Thank you. You know, as long as I'm doing that, then I'm cool. Sure. I want to bring some. That's all I want to do is bring something to the table. You know, I want to learn and grow as I can. But I appreciate you, though. I appreciate both of y'all, though, for real. I appreciate the opportunity. I can't thank y'all enough.
You're welcome.
Think becoming a podcaster for your business or passion? Then do what we did and sign up for Anchor. Anchor is easy to use, user-friendly, and will push your podcast out to other platforms such as Spotify. It's very easy. Come join us on Anchor.
Thank you for listening to our show today. If there was any part that you liked, please feel free to drop us a voice message. Next week, we'll be talking to Sheila Hill, an entrepreneur that specializes in CBD, and she's going to tell us how she got her funding utilizing other people's money and a small business association. You definitely want to check that out. Also, please do not forget to love, subscribe, and share on all social media platforms when it comes to Entrepreneurship Happens. Until next time, peace.
This segment of Entrepreneurship Happens is brought to you by Maylee Designs. Maylee Designs is a Better Business Bureau accredited company with over 17 years of business under its belt and 30 years of experience. With 5-star reviews, professional service, great customer service, and top-notch designs, you can get all your branding needs done for your small business. Go to MaeleeDesigns.com. That's www.maeledesigns.com for your free consultation.